It's time now for an encouraging word from the Lord. Get ready for a supernatural lift in your spirit as we prepare our hearts to hear from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon. We now enter into a moment of inspiration. Here's Dr. Ty Dixon.
Hello, my radio listening audience. This is Dr. Ty Dixon. I want you to get ready for another powerful series entitled Test, Trial, and Triumph. We are entering into a season of celebration of the new life in Christ because He got up. I'm talking about the risen Christ. We can face tomorrow. Somebody say, because He lives, I can face tomorrow. We can pass the test. We can go through the trials and we can live a triumphant life in Christ. A victorious life in Christ. Grab your Bibles, grab your pens, grab your paper, grab the iPad and the iPhone. We're getting ready to go right into the series. Test, trial, and triumph. Your life will never be the same. Jesus said on Calvary, yes. You will see the grace of God. Someone has done so many good works and then having to go through the pain of seeing how straight, flaky we can be as human beings. Yet laid down His life for us. Can you imagine? People wanted a murderer instead of Him. And He said, God, my Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. And that's a powerful message right there. When people do things ungodly to you, you gotta forgive them, because they don't know what they're doing. Remember, there's three sides to every story. And they don't know the truth. Sometimes people are stirred up into a frenzy, influenced, and not even knowing. They're hating a person without a cause. Sometimes it happens that way. But Jesus paid the ultimate sacrifice. He made the ultimate sacrifice. Somebody say, we get into the good part now. He made the ultimate sacrifice of giving His life. And the Bible tells us on the third day, my God, He rose from the dead. Yes, He was crucified, but there's a story after the crucifixion. And I want you to get your pen and paper together because I'm going to blow you up with some scriptures. Somebody say, we're getting ready to get into some scriptures. So I need you to write them down. Write them down. We're going to start out with Matthew 27 and 65 through 66. And it says, and as they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side. And they were alarmed. They had gone into the tomb expecting to see the body of Jesus. And what? He was not there. And they were alarmed. And the young man, who was an angel, said, don't be alarmed. He said, you're looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He has risen. Awesome. I say Matthew 65, 27, 65, 66. It said, He has risen. He's not here. See the place where they laid Him? Now go tell the disciples and Peter. Oh my God. I love that part. Because Peter cut up so bad, but God is so gracious and loving and kind. He said, what? Go tell the disciples and Peter. God is speaking to somebody out there right now. He wants you to know that He wants you as well as everybody else. I'm talking about people that make mistakes and done some things and was not strong enough to handle the test or the trial. My God. He said, go tell the disciples and Peter. Peter was asleep. He couldn't handle the test. Peter was warming himself out around the fire. And he said, I don't even know the man. The Bible says he started cursing. Somebody said, go tell the disciple and Peter. He missed the test. He missed the trial. But now it's time for the triumph. Go get him. Somebody, God is reaching out to get somebody now. Yes, you missed the test. Yes, you missed the trial. But you getting ready to triumph. He's bringing you into the fold. Yes, he is. He said, go tell the disciples and Peter. He's going ahead of you into Galilee, that you will see him just as he told you. Jesus then sent word through the way of an angel and say, hey, look, go tell the disciples and Peter to meet me in Galilee. My God, let them know I have risen and I want to meet them in Galilee. Mm-hmm. Somebody say, he'll meet me there. And as we look more into the scriptures, into the triumph, let's look at the Great Commission. He said, meet me in Galilee. So we're going to go right here to Matthew 28:16-20. And I'm looking at the Amplified Version of the Bible. Now the 11 went to Galilee, Matthew 28:16-20. Get ready. We're in the Amplified Version. Now the 11 disciples went into Galilee to the mountain where Jesus had designated. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted that it was really him. Oh, see, I'm saying human beings, we're human beings. We can't help it. Some worshiped him and some, I don't know if that's him. You know, he loves us anyway, don't he? So it says in verse 18, and Jesus came and said to them, all authority, all power and absolute rule in heaven and on earth, oh my God, has been given to me. All power. He laid his life down. He said, no man taketh my life. I laid my life down. He said, Father, what? I commit my spirit unto you. He laid his life down. My God. And then he rose up with all power in his hands. He said, what? All authority. All power of absolute rule in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations. Help the people to learn of me. My God, believe in me and obey my words. We're talking about the Great Commission. Somebody say, are you obeying the Great Commission? Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He directed his disciples. He's directed us. He said, what? Go and therefore and make disciples of all nations. Help the people to learn of me, believe in me, and obey my words. My God, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Teaching them to observe, I'm on verse 20, teaching them to observe everything that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you, my God, always remaining with you perpetually, regardless of circumstance and on every occasion, my God, even until the end of the world. What a promise. What a divine commission. To what a promise to say, you go and obey me. You go and teach others. You go and give them my word and I will be with you, my Lord. I will be with you forever and ever and ever, perpetually. I'm going to be with you. Oh, my Lord, I'm with you when you're up. I'm with you when you're down. I'm with you when the sun is shining. I'm with you when there's a thunderstorm. I'm with you perpetually. And on every occasion, oh, if I can get somebody to hear me during this broadcast, God is with you at all times. In every occasion, somebody said, but that time I feel like he's not with me right now. He's there. My Lord, he's there. He's there. Somebody say he's there. So let's look at some more scriptures and we are going to be on our way. Somebody said we got to talk a little bit more about the triumph, the triumph, the triumph. Romans 6:8-11. Romans 6:8 through 11. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was what? Raised from the dead, he cannot die again. He's alive forevermore, isn't he? Death no longer has magistracy over him. The death he died to sin once and for all. But the life he lives, he lives to God. In the same way, count yourself dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Oh, somebody say, I'm dead to sin and I'm alive to God in Christ. Romans 8:34. Who then is the one who condemns? No one condemns. No one. Christ Jesus, it was Christ who died. More than that, who was raised to life and now at the right hand of God and is interceding for us. Somebody say, Christ is interceding for me. He's interceding for me. He rose from the dead. He's the right side of the Father, the God Almighty, and he's making intercession for me right now, right now. And wrapping it up with Colossians 1:13-14. We're talking about the triumph. For he has rescued us. Put your hand over your heart and say, for he has rescued me from the dominion of darkness and brought me, brought me into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have what? Redemption. My Lord, and here's the big one, and the forgiveness of sins. Oh, my Lord, I'm talking to somebody out there. Do you feel rescued? Do you know that God has rescued you from darkness? Yes, he did. When he rose from the dead, he broke the powers of darkness right off of you, and he rescued you. My God, his precious blood has washed you, and you are brand new. Somebody say, I'm a brand new creature. I'm a brand new. I'm brand new. So let's go back through the scriptures. Now I want you to write these scriptures down and I want you to meditate on them and I want you to grasp it. Somebody say it's time to grasp this word. So I want you to meditate on Matthew 28:16-20. Meditate on Colossians 1:13-14. Go through the book of Mark and look at the New Living Translation of it. And Mark 15:1-15. Oh my God. It's amazing just to read it, just to see the things that happen, the different dynamics, how it unravels, how humble Jesus was and how he just literally gave up his rights for the wrong of mankind. Yet he laid down and he said, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Then we're looking at Romans 6:8-11. And Romans 8:34. Go back through it. Colossians 1:13-14. God is with you. The test, the trial, and the triumph. You are victorious in Jesus Christ because he rose from the dead and he's living forevermore. God loves you.
Because of the blood Jesus shed on Calvary, yes. If I say it.
You've just heard another encouraging message from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon and A Moment of Inspiration. For more life-changing messages from this powerful ministry, visit her website at www.tydixon.org. That's www.tydixon.org.
Hello, my radio listening audience. This is Dr. Ty Dixon, and I have something very exciting for you today. Many of you have commented that Dr. Ty came right in the middle of the broadcast, or Dr. Ty got the tail end of the broadcast, and I wish I could have heard the whole broadcast. The part that I hear was good. Well, I got something for you that's going to definitely plummet you into another level. You now have the opportunity to get the full broadcast emailed to you every week. Yes, every week I will get that broadcast out to you. You can download it on your phone. You can listen to it as many times as you like. I want you to write this down. Now write down this email address, tytyradio, R-A-D-I-O, tyradio77@gmail.com. Again, that's tyradio77@gmail.com. Send me a quick email and I'll get you on the distribution list and get ready for that powerful message to come to you on a weekly basis. I really do appreciate all of your support, and God bless you. Let's go higher in this hour.